today at Radio 1, we are joined by the absolute legend that is David Hasselhoff.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me on.
Can I just say, I've interviewed, you know, quite a few famous people whilst being at Radio 1, but you are the only one that all my mates are really jealous about.
Oh, come on.
Seriously, they all love a bit of the Hoff. They all wanted to be here today.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. You know, I was signing books last week here.
Yeah.
And all these people are wearing David Hasselhoff t-shirts, and they're like, they're crazy. They got Shea Hoff, like Shea Guevara. They've got the Hoffmeister. They got me in bikinis. They got Don't Hassle the Hoff t-shirts with babies wearing Don't Hassle the Hoff t-shirts. What's going on in this country? Hello.
We love you.
I'm telling you, it's out of hand.
Now, I know that you are well aware of our campaign to get your record, Jump in My Car, to number one in the UK.
I really absolutely appreciate it. It was a big surprise when I heard what you guys were doing. And honest to God, this is so weird. I just thought of this. I get Radio 1 in my car in Los Angeles, and I have been listening to you in my car in Los Angeles.
If you got Sirius.
I've got Sirius. Honest to God, it was so weird. I put it on, and I'm going, Scott, you know, oh my God! But you didn't play my song. I'm driving around L.A. going, he's going to play my song. But I honestly get it. I get Radio 1. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That's really
cool. You are worldwide, man.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That's really worrying as well, because we're doing this thing at the moment of phoning up Americans with rude names, which means they could all hear us as well.
Yes, they can. I didn't think of that.
Oh, dear.
All right. It's only really Hoff Day on Radio 1. Stay there, David. We'll chat to you more in a minute. It's a very special day today. It's only Blay Hoff Day, and this is the track we're trying to get to number one. I really want you to go and buy this record when it comes out on Monday. If you love the Hoff, do it for him. Buy it.
Jump in my car.
Number one, we can do it.
It's too far to walk on your own.
How would you feel, David? Do I call you David or do I call you the Hoff?
Just call me.
Oh, wow.
How would you feel, the Hoff, if you went to number one in the UK? What would it mean to you?
It would mean, first of all, the first thing it would mean was that I would go on tour. I would continue.
No.
I would finish an album, and I've already got the show written. It was called Ready for Action. Now it's probably going to be called Hoff the Musical. I don't know.
Oh my God, Hoff the Musical. You know, think about it.
And we'll do a little bit of Knight Rider, a little bit of Baywatch, a little bit of Chicago, because I starred in the West End as Billy Flynn, and I did Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway, and then some kind of serious stuff, but it'll be a lot of fun, because I think that these kind of shows work here, like the Rat Pack and Mamma Mia and Queen.
Yeah, they love it.
Now, this presents a real dilemma for Scott, because he doesn't like musicals.
Oh, well, no.
He has a real problem with musicals.
I do, generally, but the Hoff musical would be absolutely a different matter altogether.
How about if I write a part in it for you?
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
What, so I could be in Hoff the Musical?
You could be in Hoff the Musical. You could be like the DJ from hell.
Oh, my God. Right, so you're saying that if we get...
That's
right,
typecast.
Wait a second. Right.
If we go to number one, I promise I put you in the musical.
And there will be a David Hasselhoff musical.
Absolutely.
Right, you heard this on Radio 1. If you get this to number one, there will be a Hoff musical, and I'm going to be in it now. Go and buy it! I mean... That is unbelievable. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much.
Yes, well, maybe we should just go out and buy it ourselves.
He will now.
That did cross my mind earlier today, David. Hey, Jess.
Hello.
It's Scott. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I have David Hasselhoff with me.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, say hello.
Hi, David.
Hey, sweetheart. How you doing, babe?
I'm okay. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Well, come on. What's your question? You got something to tell me?
Okay, yeah. It's a bit of a general maintenance question, actually.
A general maintenance question? That sounds sexy.
I was wondering, do you wax or do you shave your hair?
Do I wax or do I shave my hair?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't really do either. No, my God, waxing hurts. There's actually some game on the internet you call Wax On, Wax Off, if you can find it. Go under Wax On, Wax Off, Hoff. You can, like, actually wax my hair off. And it, like that. I actually did it one day, and I scored pretty high. Yeah, but no, I cut it a little bit because it's getting gray. But no, I don't wax my hair.
Did you have to do that when Baywatch was on?
No, but all the guys on the show, for some reason, all thought that was the way to go. They looked like hairless rats to me. You know, I mean, it was like they would wax themselves off. A lot of swimmers do that because they think they're going to swim a little bit faster. But that wasn't my cup of tea.
They are, Jess.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you very much.
Do you wax or do you cut?
I wax my leg hair.
Okay, just checking.
It's the best way, and it's not that painful.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess, for that.
See you, Jess. Bye.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's only play Hoff Day. David Hasselhoff is with us.
Bonjour.
Now, you've had hits all over the world, haven't you?
Well, not really. I mean, mostly Australia, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Belgium, Holland, and mostly Germany was the biggest success.
Now, David, there is one I don't like very much.
Oh, please.
It's the Pingu one.
Pingu. Pingu.
What was that about? Why did you do that, David? I've got it on cassette.
No.
Come back.
My name is Pingu. Come on, dance to the beat. It's easy if you try. Just watch my feet. Let's all be happy and have some fun. Let's count to 10 and start with 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, my God.
Is that just a momentary lapse or what happened there?
It was all money related. It was, Pingu. We, oh, my God. You know, the Pingu song, actually works really damn well in Switzerland. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
That's made of clay. And there's no language barrier. I actually bought it for America because I thought it was kind of cool. Have you seen, did it ever air here?
Yeah, Pingu's big. Yeah, Pingu's big. Pingu's big for the kids here.
It is. Yeah. It's a great.
Yeah.
And so one night, they offered me money and they had this gigantic Pingu. And they said if you would take Pingu on tour with you, we'll pay you this much money. So I said, well, I can take a penguin on tour with me if you pay me this much money. And then they asked me to write this song. And honest to God, it was we forgot we had to write the song. So we were leaving from Germany to fly home, and they said, you didn't write the lyrics. So we ran into a studio like this, like 7 o'clock in the morning, jump up and touch the ground and kiss. I don't know what the hell we said, but we
wrote it in about 5 minutes, didn't you?
We wrote it in 5 minutes, and it became a huge hit with all the kids. And I have little kids coming up going, meh, meh, meh. So, you know, enough's enough. No.
So last time you took Pingu on tour with you, and this time it might be you.
Amazing. Yes. I'm the new Pingu. Now, let's talk about the... David's truly mortified now. I wish you could see his face.
His head in his hands.
Can we move on from Pingu now?
Yes, please. Okay. I thought Pingu had died.
No. Right, listen, we've got another caller now. Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
Are you drunk?
I'm getting there.
Okay. All right, good. You're the perfect person then to ask a question to David Hasselhoff. Why are you in the pub?
Brilliant. It's your birthday, though, so I'm allowed.
Okay, fair enough. All right, yeah. I'm with the Hoff now. Say hi.
Oh, I've lost him.
Hello?
Hello, right, I'm in a really bad area. Can I go outside?
Yeah, go outside, that's fine.
I'll go outside, bear with it.
Okay, well, hang on a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Are you outside yet?
No. know what? I'm getting there. Hold on. Right. I'm running.
All right. All right. Don't spill your beer.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not stupid. Okay, I'm outside now.
Well, you're talking you're talking to David, so compose yourself.
Hello, Mr. Hasselhoff.
Good afternoon. How are you, darling?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Well, it's your birthday today, all day.
Oh, you say it's your birthday.
It is. Can you sing for it?
Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you.
And again. It was almost Marilyn Monroe-esque, I like.
You're right. You're right. It was almost Marilyn Monroe-esque.
What's your question, Vicky?
My question is, have you ever heard of the band The Automatic?
The Automatic. They're
bad. No, I haven't. Sorry.
To sing that song is. What's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? Is it a monster? Have you heard of them?
No.
No. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, it's just that every gig that they do, they're absolutely besotted with you, and they have a shrine to you. Every
really?
Time they do a gig, yeah.
This is quite a big UK band.
Yeah,
oh, really?
It's a UK band, yeah. And they have like the Baywatch theme when they come on and stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know what? Next time they play, I'll find out where they're playing and go see them. They had a Hasselhoff scandal night when, and they had a picture of me like naked with some dogs that I took years ago with the Cosmopolitan magazine. It was like this supposedly a big deal. Well, now it's come back to haunt me. And so they had Hasselhoff scandal, and it was in Brixton. And so I said, let's go to Brixton. Either we're going to get our asses kicked, or we're going to be heroes. So we walked into Brixton like, done, we're getting Brixton, man. And we went into Brixton, and I walked into this bar. They said, it's Hasselhoff scandal night. And I said, I'm here. And they all went, Hoff. And I said, thank God, we didn't get our asses kicked. It was great.
Oh, that's amazing. And yeah. Were you naked, did you say?
Well, I wasn't naked that night, but that's, it was. No, that was 25 years ago in a magazine called Cosmopolitan. That was the thing to do then.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to go along to one of the gigs then, naked.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to go to one of the gigs, so I'll ask the guys here when they're playing next, and I'm absolutely will show up.
That's cool.
Definitely. Will you take me as a birthday present?
Probably not.
Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you very much. All right, God bless.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. More from the Hoff next. Scott Mills. What day is it, David?
It's only bloody Hoff day.
That's right. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. You're through to the Hoff.
Oh, the Hoff. It's like a dream come true for me. This man is a role model and a legend.
What would you like to ask?
Well, I always thought of myself as a bit of a ladies man, but I can't compare to your skill. And I wanted to know if you've got any tips for me of how I can impress the ladies in the way that you do. What's your secret, Hoff?
I think the secret to actually meeting and romancing a lady is to listen. Which is quite difficult for me. listen, and definitely a sense of humor, and greet her with a flower or a rose, and I think that will tip off the evening in the right way.
That's the way to get the lady.
Did I help, Jeff?
Thank you very much.
Either that or trap her in your car.
There is some hope. There's some love advice from the Hoff for you there, all right?
I suggest he just listens by the sound of it.
Don't talk.
Yeah. Just give them a flower and then say nothing for the next 2 hours. That's his best chance.
Listen, make sure you go and buy Jump In My Car next week is when it's out, and then we'll get Hoff the musical. Everyone's a winner. Thank you so much, David Hasselhoff.
Thank you. See you.
Oh, and don't forget, when you drive around LA, keep listening to our show.
You know what you should do is maybe when you do the show, is call me and I'll call in from the car. You know? Well, let's see. We're 9 hours.
Eight hours.
Let's see. Right now, let's see. In L.A., it's...
I think it's about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Don't call me.
Thank you, David. That was one of my finest moments of my radio career so far. Honestly, what a legend that man is. Thank you very much to David Hasselhoff for coming in today. We'll put that on a podcast for you. Because I know you'll want to listen to that again. Some people think he's the best guest ever on Radio 1. How cool was the Hoff?
Very cool, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And very tall.
Mike, he's gigantic. He's the tallest man I've ever seen.
He
ever.
Must be at least about 6 foot six.
Whoa.
Huge.
There's a great picture of me and him on the website now.
Can I say what I think about that picture? Please. I think you look like the Hoff's son on that picture.
See, I don't know whether I'm happy with that.
I think you're both quite tanned, have very similar piercing.
Wait, you're really going to say something really bad in a minute and I'm not going to be talking to you.
Piercing blue eyes, and your hair's quite similar.
See, that's the bit that gets me. My hair is in no way similar to the Hoff's.
It is a little bit.
It's
now
not.
You've had it chemically treated.
I wonder if he does that too.
Forgot to ask.
Now, a lot of people want to know about this picture that he was talking about with him being naked with dogs. if you go to my pages at Radio 1 Online, and then from there, you'll get a link to my unofficial site, Unofficial Meals, and they've actually
Geek-willed.
They've put it on their forum, and it's quite one of the most disturbing photos you'll ever see. David Hasselhoff with dogs and not any clothes on. How does it make you feel, Laura?
I don't think I can put it into words.
Really grossing you out, isn't
yes.
it? Have you just seen
I've
it?
I've just seen it. Oh! That dog shouldn't be
I
there.
I know.
Shouldn't be
not,
there.
Not there.
Should it?
Right, it's 5 o'clock. The Wonder Years are next. Newsbeat. Here's News and Sport with George and Mark.
And the main story in Newsbeat tonight. The mum...